This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. And have you heard? There might be a break in the Gardner heist case. That's the bold heist back in 1990 when a pair of thieves dressed as police officers gained entry to the Isabella Stewart Gardner Museum in Boston, Massachusetts, and walked out with $500 million worth of art. Rembrandt, Vermeer, Manet, Flink, Degas. Extraordinary. The empty frames of the paintings those thieves stole are still there at the Gardner. But could those paintings go back in the frames based on some new developments this week? Jeff Kelly is the lead FBI agent on the case. Agent Kelly, thanks for joining us.
You're very welcome. Thank you, John.
Now, I know you can talk about almost nothing here, but is there any chance that those frames will be filled? And tell us a little bit about the statute of limitations here.
You know, we're quite confident that one day those paintings will be back in the frames, and that's something we've been working towards for the last two decades plus. You know, there's a statute of limitations on the original theft, which only lasted for 5 years. So basically the guys that went into the museum got away with it. They could never be charged for it. But there is no statute of limitations on stolen property. You could never have clear title to stolen property, and as a result, we continue to work towards finding these paintings. You know, but given the fact that over the years, it's quite possible, in fact, it's probable that these paintings have changed hands a number of times, it's likely that whoever is in possession of these paintings now had nothing to do with the original theft and may not even know that they're stolen.
Hmm. Now, I'm trying to decipher a little bit of what you're saying here. The original guys who walked in those police uniforms and ripped off the paintings, they're free and clear because of the statute of limitations. So
yes.
Is part of this going public a way of maybe delivering a message to them? If you know anything, come on in from the cold.
We're delivering a message to everyone out there. You know, we think it's quite likely that today these paintings are sitting somewhere. Could be in a basement, could be up in an attic. You know, somebody might have bought them for pennies on the dollar. It might have been to settle a gambling debt. Might have been because somebody was going to jail and they asked somebody to hold on to them for a while they were away. There's a number of possibilities as to how somebody could be in possession of these paintings today. And we really want to get our message out loud and clear that if you have information about these paintings or if you actually have possession of them, this is really a good time to turn them back in, not go to jail, and collect a $5 million reward.
Agent Kelly, are you a thief hater or an art lover or both?
You know, I don't put myself at either end of that spectrum. You know, we work for the good guys, and I do love these paintings, which is ironic since I've never actually seen them in person. But for working this case for the last 10 years I've certainly developed a strong affinity for them.
Now, I've been looking at some of the reports that have come out since the announcement by the FBI yesterday, and it appears that over the last 20 years, the concentration has been on what seemed to be a professional criminal class in the Northeast, and there's some suspicion that these paintings may still be in the Northeast. Can you confirm that? Do you have any comment on any of those reports?
Well, you know, we've been able to. We got a significant break in the case a few years ago, and that's really led us down the road that we've been on. And we've been able to locate these paintings in Connecticut and down in the Philadelphia area at different points in time, up to about a dozen years ago. And in fact, our last confirmed sighting of some of these paintings was in Philadelphia about a dozen years ago when they were offered for sale. We don't know if the sale was consummated. We don't know if they're still down in Philadelphia. But this is kind of the reason for this whole publicity campaign is the fact that it seems that these paintings may have left the New England area, and as a result, we want to get the message out nationally and certainly outside of just the Boston area.
All right. You said there was a major break in the case a couple of years ago. Now, that's got to say to me, Whitey Bulger. Yeah?
No.
No. Oh, come on. Give me something here, Agent.
It's been a long road, and it's been a lot of investigation, but I think we're definitely headed in the right direction, and we're hoping that with the public's help, we'll get these paintings back to the museum.
Can you all hear the smile on Agent Kelly's face there, special agent and lead investigator for the FBI on the Gardner art heist back in 1990. Agent Kelly, thanks so much and good luck.
Thank you very much, John. I appreciate that.